Now let's begin the A's. The form of wisdom, or the form of oneness. And who is expressible by one letter? A. Who is one and becomes innumerable? Who cannot be defined as this or that? And who is one in the bliss of consciousness and does not change? About whom only falsehood can be described, or who cannot be described. In other words, she is nithy-nithy. Everything we say about her is mere conjecture. It's our opinion. So we can't say the truth about her. We can tell what we feel about her. But what the rishis did was something even greater. They told how they got to the realization of her. How they sat, how they breathed, how they chanted, what sadhana they performed, where they put the flowers, what it meant. And who can only be worshipped by those whose consciousness is absorbed in one-pointed devotion? Who can only be meditated upon by fully absorbed consciousness? And who dwells with those who are free from desire? Obviously, if you have many desires, you wouldn't be roaming around the world with Srima. You'd be out in the world trying to fulfill those desires. Whose hair has excellent scent, and who alone destroys the multitudes of defects. Who is the sole enjoyer? Very interesting, the Maha Yogi is the Mahabhogi. The real enjoyment is the enjoyment of the perfection of union. And everything else is something less. So she is the sole enjoyer. She enjoys the perfection of communion. And who is the sole object of enjoyment? The sentiment, the flavor, the rasa. And who alone grants the rulership of worlds? That's how Shiva became the lord of the three worlds. He married the Divine Mother. Who alone is the container of the kingdom of her existence, and who is worshipped in solitude? Whose brilliance continually increases, and who is the supreme ruler of the many worlds? Who is served by one-pointed attention, etc.? And who is the one supreme ruler? And that ends the A's.